frustrating day, but congratulations on your efforts over the tournament. Now that the final has been decided and it's shared, what are your views overall? And I suppose as Cricket Scotland and Cricket Ireland have done a good job, I think, in hosting the tournament as well.
I think, yeah, credit to both Cricket Scotland and Cricket Ireland with the way this tournament's been run. I think it's been very professional, no hiccups along the way. Obviously, from our point of view, it's been awesome to play this sort of tournament at home. We're used to obviously going away to Dubai, UAE, in more testing conditions. But yeah, it gave us a slight advantage, and unfortunately, as a team, we were able to take advantage of that. But yeah, a good tournament. Pity about today, but we're very happy with the way it went.
What's brought about the transformation in Scottish cricket over the last 18 months? There have been a few new players, but it's mostly been the squad that's been there for the last 3 or 4 years.
I think that's exactly it. Yeah, it's been the same squad for the last 3 or 4 years, with one or two new additions. The same squad went through quite a bit, you know, ups and downs. Played in a very tough CB40 competition, I think it was in 2013. But a lot of learning was done in that year, and probably the year after that, where we failed to qualify for the T20 World Cup and then went to New Zealand under a lot of pressure and we had to qualify. I think that was a major turning point for this team and the squad. But it's awesome to see some of the rewards now for all the hard work, and those really down moments. You know, it's a turnaround. That's why you play the game, really, to enjoy these sort of moments. So credit to the entire squad. Boys are working hard every day. The skills on show throughout this tournament, I think it was clear for everyone to see how far we've come as a batting unit, how dynamic we are as a batting unit, and we'll continue to grow. We want to go to India next year and take a few scalps with us.
Playing quite an aggressive brand of cricket.
Absolutely, yeah. We've obviously... we've spent a fair bit of time overseas in foreign conditions. Obviously, the preparation for the World Cup in Australia has helped us immensely. We had an awesome batting camp in Dubai under the guidance of Matthew Maynard, where I think a lot of our batters gained huge experience there, especially playing against spin. I think it's those sort of things, those sort of opportunities that have grown our game. And I think just... right now the confidence is there, and quite clearly guys aren't afraid to go out there and express ourselves. We've got a batting lineup from 1 to 11. We don't mind if we lose wickets. The next man's still going to go out and play as aggressively as the man before.
Will you continue that in India, or will maybe be a bit more tentative when the pressure gets ranked up a bit?
Obviously that'll be a challenge in itself, but you know, speaking now, certainly we'd be looking to continue that and grow on that.
If you're comparing this to, say, the last tournament 2 years ago, what about the sort of general standard of play amongst all the associates and the brand of cricket, whatever you want to call it?
Well, it's quite clear to see that the depth in associate cricket is growing. The bottom teams are catching up. They're obviously doing a lot of work behind the scenes and growing their squads themselves. I think it was clear from the performances Hong Kong put in, PNG, even Jersey, Oman, very impressive. That can only be a good thing for associate cricket. Not only associate cricket, global cricket. I think it needs to be recognised, you know, that there are other teams out there, other teams performing, trying to get a little piece of the cake, and they're doing everything they can to compete on the global stage. And credit to all the teams that took part in this tournament.
I think I looked at what's probably going to be your group. It looks like you'll be with Zimbabwe, not Bangladesh. I mean, I guess that's a group you'd probably rather be in.
Yeah, on the face of it, you probably would say that, especially with the conditions being in India. We'd certainly rather play against Zimbabwe rather than Bangladesh, but that's obviously a long time away. We've got a series with Nepal next week, which you know, we need to win those games as part of the World Cricket League, and the focus will turn to that now.
We talked to Pete earlier, and he said he thinks for the World T20 is really a 10-team tournament with a pre-qualifier before. Is that something you'd agree with?
Yeah, you have to agree with that. Ultimately, this is phase one of qualification. We're going to phase two now. Hopefully, we get a nice draw, and then we can actually go into the World Cup. That is the idea. But that's just the way it is. There's nothing we can do about that. We've got to win the games that are in front of us.
Although it's not ideal here, the pre-qualifier, would you take it the way the World Cup seems to be been set up? Would you settle for something like that as a compromise if there was a pre-qualifier before the actual tournament?
Are you talking about 50 over?
Or? Yeah, the 50 over World Cup, sir.
Yeah, I think you'd take anything you get right now. That would certainly be better than nothing at all. Yeah.
it's been muted that possibly even as soon as next year that Scotland and Ireland would become third division of the county championship. Would you welcome that as a development for Scottish cricket?
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of that those discussions. I'm hoping there is some substance behind those discussions. I think it would be huge for the growth of both cricket in Ireland and Scotland. It would give a lot of structure to both seasons. And I think, you know, as I spoke about playing in the CB40 competition, there's so much to learn playing in against that sort of competition week in, week out. And certainly as a team, we'd grow. And I know Ireland would benefit from the same sort of competition.
And sort of 9 months before you go to India, what do you think would be the best preparations for Scotland so you can do yourself justice in that tournament?
I think it's important that we get as much time in those conditions as possible. I think it's well documented. It is quite a difficult place to go if you've not been before. So I guess our preparation starts now and the work will go on behind the scenes in terms of putting together an ideal program for that World Cup.